Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services to United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's where you get the great webinars and events, folks. Great information. You got another one, 9 o'clock with Megan. We'll tell you about that. Coming up, Dow shot up 19 a close. Futures up as we speak at 75 points, give or take. As we await the Friday U.S. jobs data, the latest. And here to tell us all what we need to know is the great Ferentino, Craig, Craig James Financial. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. Yes, we have a lot to talk about today. But, you know, you started with so many good things that I could just sit back and fold my arms. But, you know, honestly, let's keep going here. The markets, as you said, did close up 19 points. It was down most of the day, which is interesting. But the NASDAQ was certainly hammered down another almost 2% at 261, and the S&P 500 down 28. You know, we're seeing a lot of this this movement of companies away from, you know, away from sort of the tech shares. There'll be a sell-off in the tech shares. And you're moving it into more traditionally the banking, finance type segments, as well as industrial segments. People are taking on, they're looking to move into some of these companies that have not moved so much. Sealed Air is one, Leggett & Platt, the cigarette company, is another. I'm just trying to think of some ones that had some good gains. Nucor, like a utility. CVS came with great earnings yesterday. And then on the downside, you know, still getting a lot of volatility in these Carnival Cruise Lines, Royal Caribbean, Delta Airlines, General Motors. We saw some negativity yesterday. So there's some movement here and there. It's kind of a little bit of a stock picker's market almost. If you have to sort of pick up, you know, you have to be very, very selective here. So very, very important. So what's coming up today, though, is we're really looking forward to the unemployment number, which is the ADP employment report due at 8:15 this morning in a little bit of time here. Expected to show a gain of about 800,000 private sector jobs in April. We have the market services index due at 9:44. It's supposed to show some, and also the Institute for Supply Management Services index also is going to show some good numbers there. So we'll see what that looks like. On the other side, we have Lyft, Caesars Entertainment, T-Mobile, Hyatt Hotels, Zillow Group also reporting today, and Activision. We saw video game makers' quarterly results top Wall Street's expectations. We talked about yesterday. Some of these video game companies, you're sitting home during COVID. That's one of the things that you did. You had to worry about that. Also reporting after the bell yesterday was T-Mobile. Showed also interesting, better earnings expectations. People got on their cell phones and weren't going into work, so they were spending more time on their cell phones in their remote offices. We have some other interesting facts here and there. You know, today's like we just put a mix and match. Some of the things we're looking at, Jay, but very, very interesting. Number one was with the really, it's for people going on vacation. And I hope that's everybody who's your whole listening audience. See, everybody deserves a break. You deserve a pat on the back, and you deserve a break. The average daily cost of a short-term vacation rental, that's 3 days to 7 days, for the summer of 2021 is 26% higher than the average daily cost from the summer of 2019. Obviously, things are closed in 2020. So we're looking at paying a lot more for that summer vacation. And as we've been talking, the average cost of building a new home in the U.S. has increased by at least 8%, which is about $24,000 just on the increased cost of lumber. And the demand for existing homes was 17% more expensive than the average price of an existing single-family home in the same year in 2019. So big, big move here as we're talking about inflation. Inflation has been here. We've been talking about that for a while. And people are just paying. The demand is high. and there's a lot of dollars in the economy, and the supply is low. So people are very, very concerned about that, obviously. So they're, it really is putting a pressure on our organizations like us people in the financial planning industry, because now we have to make sure that clients don't run out of money. It's taking more of their savings dollars to pay for things. And so we have to manipulate things a little differently and restructure people's portfolios so that we can, one, protect their assets for the future, but two, try and make sure they don't run out of money. And so that's been, it's been a little bit of a challenge for all of us in the financial planning industry here. And it's one of the things we have to look at, because prices are going up and things are costing more. Cars, everything, gasoline, heating oil, all costing more. We knew this was coming. Now we have to, we've prepared for it. We've talked about it, Jay, but now it's here. It's showing up in a lot of these numbers.
Yeah, that's what it is, you know, and it's about making up for lost time with a lot of these businesses, because they took such a beating that they, you know, want to make up some deficits quick. And that's what it is right now. Anywhere you go. As far as travel and vacations and everything else, you're going to pay more. There's no question. You know, one observation, and, you know, whether it's a Jerry Powell or a Janet Yellen, who's the Treasury Secretary and former chair of the Fed, you know, you got to be careful what you say. Wasn't expecting I was reading an inflation problem as the economy rebounds, and she's kind of like taking back some comments that unsettled the markets a little bit earlier in the day. But, you know, she said that interest rates may need to be hiked in order to stave off inflation. And then she had to kind of clarify. So it's interesting, you know, when these people make comments, people, you know, it's like the old E.F. Hutton commercial. You know, when you talk, people listen, or E.F. Hutton listens, you know, that whole thing, the room goes silent because they want to hear what they have to say. The same thing when regards Yellen and Powell there. It's be careful what you say there, because you really have an impact as far as the markets are concerned. I know the Fed Reserve is going to make a decision on rate hikes, but the one thing you always notice is when that happens, you know, it's interesting regarding comments.
Yeah. She, you know, the last Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, was very firm, very focused. It seems Janet is sort of, Janet Yellen is it's sort of a different, you're right, she did have to backpedal on some comments she made earlier. And I think that that's, it's this, you know, this mixed messaging that we're getting currently for those of us that are following the markets. You know, I don't mind if you have mixed messaging, whether we should wear two masks or one mask, or should people vaccinated not wear masks anymore? Oh, yeah, everybody should still wear masks. And I mean, there's a lot of mixed messaging going on in terms of people looking to the government for direction. And I think that this is it's just part and parcel of what we've been seeing elsewhere from other messaging, important messaging, because our pocketbooks and our wallets depend on some of this messaging. And so it's been a little bit of a tough time. Jamie Dimon, who's the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, I used to work with him years ago, a great, great person. And he believes a U.S. economic boom is coming, in contrast to Janet Yellen and some of her comments. But he felt that the government could, quote, waste it away if their spending plans aren't designed very well and very targeted with measurable outcomes, meaning don't just throw money out to the economy. And so this is when bankers get involved in the policies and the politics of the United States. I hope that doesn't cost him anything. Last time he mentioned Jamie Dimon mentioned that he, when they asked if he was a Democrat, he goes, "I'm barely a Democrat." And I think that cost them a couple of $1 billion in terms of investigation into some practices or something like that. So he usually keeps his mouth shut, but there you go. He came out there and said a few things. So he's definitely interesting. He's a broker's broker. He started out at Smith Barney many years ago and became the most powerful banker in the United States. So a very, very important guy, Jamie Dimon.
No question. And an individual with some health problems, some big-time health problems. So we await what happens today, and we will certainly anxiously await your commentary tomorrow morning, sir, on the financial report. Always a pleasure, you know that. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Jay. All right. Don't forget, book your vacation now.
Pay a little more, but book it without question. Craig Ferentino.
All right.
Craig James financial.com.